saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
DeSantis declares August 1st Hulk Hogan Day amid... Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently declared August 1st as Hulk Hogan Day, honoring the late WWE icon as a true Floridian. In his statement, DeSantis praised Hogan, stating, "His larger-than-life personality will be missed, as the Hulkster was an icon for many who grew up in the 80s and 90s as well as today." However, the announcement has sparked backlash due to Hogan's controversial and racist past, as critics quickly reminded the governor of his history. One critic remarked, "Florida celebrating a racist, what's next?" While others shared sentiments like, "All the racists love this racist," and "Absolutely disgusting." Hogan's reputation suffered significantly in 2015 when a private conversation from a 2007 sex tape revealed him making racist comments about his daughter Brooke's black boyfriend. He acknowledged his past remarks, stating, "I am a racist, to a point," and later issued an apology, saying, "For me to have used that offensive language, there is no excuse for it. This is not who I am." Terry Jean Balia, known as Hulk Hogan, passed away on July 24, with Clearwater police reporting he suffered a cardiac arrest. He was treated at the scene and later pronounced dead at Morton Plant Hospital. A video from outside Hogan's residence showed paramedics performing chest compressions as they transported him to the ambulance. The cause of death was determined to be acute myocardial infarction, a heart attack, ruled as natural. Hogan's medical history included atrial fibrillation and chronic lymphocytic leukemia, impacting his white blood cells. A spokesperson for the Pinellas County Forensic Science Center noted they are unaware of the specifics surrounding his cremation process. Despite the positive tributes, the decision to honor Hogan has reignited discussions regarding his legacy and past transgressions.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.